And as we look ahead to the summer travel season, and we know many of you would just like to get to spring at this point, the price of gas is closing in on a three-year high. The average price at the pump in the U.S. is $2.68 a gallon. That's up 15 cents from a month ago, up nearly 30 cents from a year ago. This is according to AAA. And it has to do with the rising oil prices we've been telling you about. Charisse Jones of USA Today is here. Hi, Charisse.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And when we talk about this gas costing 30 cents more than it did a year ago, just give us a sense of what this means, how it accumulates for consumers.
For the average U.S. family, they're going to have to spend about $200 more this year for gas than they did last year. And that's not a fortune, but that can pay for a couple of nights at a hotel if you're on vacation or pay another bill. So some families are definitely going to feel it.
Yeah. And some of the people you've spoken with have said, you know, this may impact vacations.
You know, absolutely. I mean, I think people react in a very visceral way when they see that sign at the gas station. They notice if it's a nickel or a dime higher. And it might make some people say, you know, I'm going to have to skip that trip to, you know, the Grand Canyon or some other national park. But at the same time, prices are really a lot lower than they were at the peak back in 2008 in the summer when it got up to $4.11 a gallon. People have a few more dollars in their paychecks because of the tax bill. So a lot of people may still feel comfortable traveling.
Yeah, but talk about, you know, where we are right now. The oil price peaked earlier this week within this cycle after President Trump sent out that tweet suggesting, you know, he's going to be striking Syria. How does that impact oil prices?
You know, Syria is actually a major oil producer in its part of the world in the Eastern Mediterranean.
I just have to interrupt you, Charisse, for a second to say that's amazing that Syria has it together to produce anything, you know, because of what's going on there.
Absolutely. And it probably isn't doing the same kind of output, but it is still in the ball game. Mm. And the Middle East in general, I mean, whenever there's unrest, it's the center of oil production for the world. And so whenever there's turmoil there, that gives them leverage to raise prices and it causes disruption in the supply potentially. And so that can lead to higher prices at the pump.
And we reported a lot on how the U.S. production going up kind of disrupted the market in a good way for people in the U.S. So how is that factoring into all of this?
Well, oil producers in the United States are also cashing in, right? They're increasing their exports because the prices are up. But the problem for us here is that that kind of reduces our supply, and it's not being replenished at the same rate. So that, again, can lead to higher prices, which is great for the oil companies, but not for mom and dad who need to fill up the oil tank to, go to the ball game or go to work.
Right. So you've got about a minute here. Where do you see this going?
You know, I think that, you know, prices are going to probably stay fairly high. They'll probably drop once we get to fall and winter. But for the summer, things are going to be a little bit more costly. Some people are going to take to the road and others are going to have a staycation and try and save a few dollars.
Yeah. And by the way, you remind us that this peak right now also has to do with the fact that, and we hear this every year, this is the time of year that there's oil refinery maintenance.
Exactly. They're doing that. They're getting ready for the summer gas season, you know, when they do something a little bit different to the formula. So all of those factors go into increasing prices a little bit. So people have to look at their budget and see what they can do once it comes time for vacation.
Charisse Jones of USA Today on, you know, oil prices tickling up a little bit. Charisse, thank you.
Thank you.